Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Breaking news in the sports world for those of you that are just now joining us. Ding it to you, but make sure you go back and watch the show. Breaking news in the NBA. Gambling probe investigated from the Eastern District of New York and the FBI. They have arrested two names so far that we know of. Terry Rozier, guard for the Miami Heat, and head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups. That is real news, and you're hearing it here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. What a absolute banger of a morning when news like this drops.
I mean, a sitting NBA head coach, Dusty. We're not talking about some ancillary player that's making the league minimum that's trying to go out there and sneak a few extra bucks by, you know, shooting bricks or not getting rebounds or whatever the case may be. We are talking about a sitting NBA head coach that has been arrested in a gambling slash poker ring that in an hour and 11 minutes, Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, will be holding a press conference on. And so, it's going to be unbelievable. I think we probably should take that live as well, just to kind of at least the opening statement to hear, you know, what they're going to say, who's involved in this thing and who else they're going to go after, you know, throughout this process. And does it involve more than the NBA? And I think for a lot of people right now, especially here in Kansas City, where we don't have an NBA team, but we do have a baseball team, we do have a football team. Or anybody from those sports involved? Is this strictly NBA? Are there college players involved in this as well? Are there famous celebrities involved in this? You hear Poker Ring. I told you Molly's Game. Go watch that movie. Kind of set you up for
foreshadowing
what's going to happen a little bit today. And that's based on a true story. I mean, that's it's been happening in this country for a very long time with this illegal gambling and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, now that it's legal and you can just do it from your phone and have easy access to it and whatnot, it is a game changer. I mean, people have feared about this. We saw a manager last week, 2 weeks ago, Mike Schilt in San Diego. One of the reasons he retired is he was tired of getting harassed by gamblers. That forced a Major League Baseball manager to retire from the game. One of the reasons he was tired of getting harassed by gamblers.
A couple others, very expensive roster that did nothing.
But I mean, he talked about he was losing his hair, the stress, and then be like all those things just kind of added up to him going, all right, I'm walking away. From this.
I lose my hair and I stress when I gamble.
Yeah,
which I'll gamble tonight on Carson Wentz because I'm a sicko.
But you're not involved in the game. It doesn't matter. Yeah, right. It doesn't matter what
Dusty's
you,
game.
I'm
you
Q's
do.
Bench coach.
Yeah.
Jack, keep striking out, man. Everybody's got your over because I keep plugging on the air. Yeah. I'm fading you.
But I mean, like, if you're a fan of the Portland Trailblazers, now your coach has been arrested for this.
That's right.
I mean, are we going to have lawsuits now against the Portland Trailblazers or other people come out there that we paid good money to go watch these games and now we find out they're frauds? Mm-hmm. All of these games that we've been paying good money to go see play to try to watch you guys win. It's all been fraudulent. It's all been fake.
More like Portland Jailblazers.
Are we gonna see class action lawsuits now against these teams that were, you know, doing this illegal activity that you could say, that's not the product that I paid for. That's a bait and switch. And so I know if I were a fan that was at some of these games, I'd be calling up there going, hey, that's not what I paid for.
That's weird. I just got an email from DraftKings. It says, sorry, you gambled on the NBA the last two nights and lost $40. Here's a free 50 button. No, I'm kidding. But we do have to do it. If you hear this sound in the next 4 minutes.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes! I really hope somebody's window's down at Quick Trip getting gas and that just played.
They're now saying the Billups arrest is not reportedly tied to games he coached.
Oh, okay, cool. He's still arrested.
He's still sitting NBA head coach.
It is at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, so we do the Smasher Path segment brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. So you want to be caller number 8. It's week 8 in the NFL, so it is caller number 8. Got to call up, say, Mac, you're awesome. You're a better NBA analyst than Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier.
That's awesome.
Now, the first one I see you guys, because I don't know, are we all, I feel like Jello shots are moment in time. You're at the lake. Here comes Betsy. She's coming down. Hardly ever drinks, but she made some delicious Jello shots. These look fantastic.
These look amazing.
They are caramel apple Jello shots.
Yeah.
So it's green apple Jello caramel. Whew. That's it. So you make the Jello, you put the caramel on top in one of those squeeze bottles, throw them in the fridge. They look just like the caramel apple sucker. Smash. Sign me up on Halloween, man. You want to be a good neighbor? And you got all those people walk around with their kids?
Ooh, yeah.
Make about 50 Jello shots, caramel apple style. Be like, hey, Frank and Ella, you want to come over here and have one of these? I know you're going to go another couple blocks. Oh, these are great. I would definitely smash a caramel apple Jello shot.
Yeah, I think so, too. That looks really good. Now, what kind of liquor are you guys using with that?
Everclear.
Because they say use your favorite green apple flavored alcohol.
Oh, apple pucker?
Apple pucker. You going with apple jack? It's just apple pucker, bro. It's like hot damn, but apple flavored.
It's, okay. Yeah, it's like what they use for apple teenies. It's like the green liquor. I think
yes, I've had this. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I think at least I've seen it.
It tastes like one of those blow pops, you know, the sour apple, blow pops. That's what it tastes like.
Well, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
You never had an apple teeny?
I don't think so.
They're not bad. You just need one. They're very tart, but they're not bad.
I like a chocolate teeny.
Chocolate teeny?
It's one sip and it's gone. I'm like, all right, give me another one. So that was three quarters of
chocolate decadence.
It's just like a chocolate martini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chocolate and chocolate liquor and vodka.
It's basically like a mudslide with your pinky out.
It's not, though, because there's no cream or thickness. It's just a chocolate liquor and vodka basically is what it is.
Yeah, I used to make chocolate decadence at Jack Stack.
What came in that?
It was like a chocolate liqueur. It was, I think, another one. I can't remember the full recipe. And then we would shake it heavy over ice. And then you would take, like, the Hershey bottle and drizzle the inside of the
martini.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
And then, pour it in there. Oh, man, it was, yeah. The espresso martini got born, and it's still running wild.
I love the espresso martini, too.
Hand in glove in downtown Lee's Summit, one of the best.
The problem is, I need about 10.
Yeah.
You don't.
I don't, but that's who I am, right? Yeah. Plate of wings. I eat them all.
Because martinis are just shots in a cool glass. Just always remember that.
That's a good way to look
that's
at it.
That's all they are, man.
They really are because,
I'm like, Margaret, you've had 3 martinis, and I know who they are because I'm making them. They're very strong. The other one is a marinated pickled cheese. This looks great. It's sliced up little cheese. In between, it's like a cheddar and like a Gouda or a pepper jack is what it looks like. And then they made like a pickle relish and put it over the top of the cheese slices.
I'm not in on that one.
Ooh, daddy.
She called it like a pickle vinaigrette, which I liked. It made it more smashable.
It almost looks like a pickle chimichurri.
Yes, exactly like that. I like it. I'm in.
Yeah, I think I would probably like the garnish that they put in the pickle stuff. I'm not in on that cheese.
On the
cheese? It's like cheddar cheese with like cream cheese in the middle. It's like cheddar cheese, cream cheese sandwiches almost, right?
And then they put the pickle chimichurri over the top. Now you put that over like a deviled egg.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good idea. Man,
that would be good over a deviled egg.
Oh, my.
Were you a deviled ham? I got a recipe this morning for deviled ham. I'm like,
I don't know what that is.
I don't think I know what that is.
It has the word devil in it, so I don't know if I want deviled ham.
But you like deviled eggs.
I just call them eggs. No, I'm kidding. That is true. And I didn't like deviled eggs until about 4 years ago.
Yeah, deviled ham, ew, I'm out.
I would imagine, I've never had deviled ham, but I can only imagine it's probably mayonnaise, mustard, some of this pickle stuff as well that gives you the devil and the deviled eggs and chunks
also,
of ham.
You want to eat shortcut, you can eat spam.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Let me ask you guys this. I asked Dusty this going to break earlier when we were headed towards the bathroom. Do you think Binkley has ever had a vegetable other than corn or potatoes?
I bet he's smashed some green beans. Jolly Green Giant, scoop of butter, scoop of bacon grease in a pot.
Green bean
casserole.
He'll
be here in about 5 minutes. He'll ask.
Green bean casserole, that's probably a vegetable to him.
I don't know if he eats green bean casserole.
Damn.
I don't really mess around with mushrooms much, Dustman. You should, Binkley. This one screamed Bob Fesco because I know how much you love French onion soup.
Yeah.
And why we've never thought about making this. French onion soup, mac and cheese. Is it too heavy, too creamy?
It looked too much for me.
Me too. Yeah. I was worried about just the
I'm
amount.
Not a fan. I'm passing.
Yeah,
on
I'm passing. It's just too creamy looking. Like, it's just all white. And as Isaac Bruce told me one time, don't eat anything white. It's not good for your body. And he's not wrong about that.
Mm. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This looks really heavy.
I have not a chance. Yeah. I'm just not a French onion flavor.
I love French onion.
Like, yeah. I don't like French onion dip, French onion soup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love French onion soup. I like making French onion soup. The problem is it takes an hour and a half to caramelize the onions the right way.
Ugh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.